Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it's time now for sports. So first, an update on Deflategate, because yesterday, Tom Brady's legal team was given the deadline extension they were seeking to file for a rehearing on Brady's suspension. You'll remember that last week, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York ruled to reinstate Brady's four-game suspension. This new extension gives Brady's team until May 23rd to decide on a rehearing. So here to talk about that and the rest of the week in sports is host of NPR's Only a Game, Bill Littlefield. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so even if Tom Brady appeals, the courts still have to decide whether or not to take it up. So what do you think his odds are?
Well, first of all, I really like the way you introduced this story by saying, as you'll remember. It was kind of like those old radio dramas, you know, with us. As you remember, the last time we talked with Tom Brady, he was married to a supermodel, had more money than he would ever be able to spend, and faced the prospect of not playing four football games. So it's very exciting.
I'm trying to make it as exciting as possible. Although it was not that exciting. That was great.
The point that you made is absolutely solid. It would be a surprise if the full court were to say, well, yeah, when three people heard it, when three justices heard it, they got it wrong. We're going to listen to it again. Or they might have gotten wrong. We're going to listen to it again. The likelihood is that this is over and that a lot of what's going on at this point is posturing. But as we pointed out on Only a Game last week when we spoke with Nina Totenberg, it could go to the Supreme Court. And that might be just hilarious.
I honestly, Bill, even though I know there are many people who may not want us to talk about Deflategate anymore, I would love to see that.
Well, if you're going to talk about it, you might as well talk about it in the same sentence as the Supreme Court, right?
Exactly. Well, but speaking of the Supreme Court, so Tom Brady has actually added a certain person to his legal team who's got experience arguing before the court, former U.S. Solicitor General Ted Olson.
Right, in Bush v. Gore. And my feeling is that anybody involved with that should probably be working at a 7-Eleven now. No longer involved in practicing law at all because that whole thing was a disgrace. But anyway.
He's also working with Apple as well and argued against Proposition 8 in California. So Brady's adding some very high-powered legal expertise to his team.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, well, let's move on to the Red Sox. Pablo Sandoval's second season with the Sox. And what is this? After just three games, he's already out for the season?
Yeah, bad shoulder. Has now had the shoulder repaired surgically. And, of course, the debate is why wasn't this contract for millions and millions and millions of dollars insured? And the answer seems to be that John Henry had some bad experience insuring baseball player contracts back in the days when he owned the team in Florida. And that has influenced his decision not to insure Pablo Sandoval's contract. And so the Red Sox potentially are on the hook for a great deal of money because the theory is that Sandoval could recover from his surgery and come back next spring. But a player who has had weight problems in the past, maybe not the greatest prescription is take a year off and recover from surgery and don't worry about baseball for a year.
Okay.
But we shall see.
It's interesting because I'm seeing reports that it was known that Sandoval had inflammation in his shoulder back in 2011, but his physicals were fine?
The Red Sox did give him a physical, of course, and they decided that what they found in the physical was, quote, normal wear and tear rather than cause for concern. And it's a gamble, and they got it wrong.
Hmm. All right. Finally, Bill, I'm curious what you think about this because, sports and politics, we can't avoid it. Because last night when Donald Trump won the Indiana primary, he's now the last man standing in the Republican presidential race because John Kasich is expected to bow out a little later this afternoon. But point being that we've seen lots of folks from the world of sports endorse Trump, heavyweight boxer Mike Tyson, former NBA player Dennis Rodman, Tom Brady.
That was a kind of a quasi-endorsement. I mean, he said, yeah, it'd be great to play golf with the president, because he's golfed with Trump in the past. So that wasn't exactly the same as what the always dependable and clever Bob Knight recently did, endorsing Trump.
Well, we've got some tape of that, so hang on.
And I'll tell you one thing. That man that was just up here a moment ago, I'll tell you, that some could play for me.
Now, there are people who say that sports and politics should never mix, but they frequently do, and I want to know what your take is.
That's one of the instances in which they shouldn't. That's no doubt about that. Mr. Knight, Coach Knight, was also asked about what policies he particularly thought were worth his endorsement of Trump's policies. And he said, how the blank do I know? You're the expert. Why don't you figure it out? Mm. So that doesn't really sound like the kind of endorsement that would carry a lot of weight outside of Indiana.
Yeah. I was thinking that, you know, it's not unusual because it being the endorsement of sports figures for presidential candidates, because President Obama, I mean, Magic Johnson, LeBron James.
The NBA was very much in his corner, no question about it. And I think there endorsements coming from people involved in the sports community are no different from endorsements coming from people involved in, say, Hollywood or any other community that's not directly either the U.S. House or the U.S. Senate. And that is that they come in all shapes and sizes, and they have all levels of credibility. And some of them are thoughtful and well-articulated and well-expressed, and you hear them and you say, well, it doesn't really matter who said that thing, whether it's a famous basketball player or not, that thing that he said made sense, and I'm going to consider it when I determine which candidate to vote for. And then there are other ones that are so silly and, you know, full of beans that you say, well, it doesn't really matter who said that either because it's nuts and I'm not going to pay any attention to it when I make up my mind.
Mm. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. And it's always a pleasure to have him on Radio Boston on Wednesdays. So, Bill, thanks as always.
Thank you, Meghna.